This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the Tuesday, September 12th version of the DJV show, the DJV experience with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week. Kara is off. Jennifer is off. One of the people that I go to often when I want supplementation, when I want a good voice, when I want a good head, when I want a good heart, when it comes to radio is my friend John Harper, who has been much on my mind. The affiliation that I've had with him and his station goes back 25 years along the Space Coast. Actually, with his new acquisitions this past year or so, we can be heard, or could have been heard, on the signal all the way up to Jacksonville and down to Boca Raton. But this storm has caused him frightful, the experience is frightful. And so when I sent a note to him earlier today to just see how he was doing, he sent me back a note saying he didn't have any food, he didn't have any water, he didn't have any electricity, and he described what had happened physically to his station and the broadcast mechanism that he uses to get the signal to all of his fans that are loyal supporters, thousands of them that have become like a family because of the way he promotes the station. So what do you do? What, just describe, if you want, for us, your physical state of being, your mental state of being, and the realities that you're facing at the radio station.
Well, thanks, Doug. First, when I spoke to you yesterday morning, I was hunkered down at a house up in Titusville, which is near the Kennedy Space Center, and I was under the impression everything was okay, except we had lost power earlier at the radio station, and we were not able to transmit. So that wasn't really alarming, and I was able to deal with that, no big deal. So I'm cleaning up the debris that was around the house where I stayed during the hurricane, and I got a call about 1 o'clock in the afternoon saying we lost a tower. And I think in the radio business, that's one of the worst things you can hear. When somebody tells you a tower came down. Well, not only did one tower come down, we lost two towers. And we must have had, I believe they're called microburst, a small twister that actually doesn't touch down, but hovers probably 100 feet in the air, maybe 200 feet. And what it did to these towers is simply amazing, how it mangled that steel. I am just amazed at what it was able to do. It looked like a roller coaster ride at an amusement park, the way it had twists and turns and ups and downs in the steel. Just simply amazing. So as a result of that, we are now off the air for the foreseeable future. Building a tower is not something that's done within a couple of days. It takes some time to put up another one. In this case, we have two. We have a communications tower that we have to deal with as well, that we use to transmit our signal to the other FM repeaters. And it's just a massive problem, and I am literally on Cocoa Beach. There's no one on the beach because Cocoa Beach had to evacuate, and there's no electric, no water here on the beach as well. But I'm just sitting here watching the sun come up, trying to figure out what direction to go and how do we get through this situation. What do I do?
Okay. So I'm going to start a GoFundMe account. I'm going to send you $1,000 to start it. That's what you do first. And you communicate as you do to all of the listeners that you have. You have a family there that is not equaled by any other station that I know of. The way you communicate, the way those people, they will come to your aid. All you have to do, I mean, the communications you have through the radio is one thing, but you have a fabulous social media presence, Facebook, you have Twitter, all of the tools that we all use to communicate, and I'm guaranteeing you, with the passion that those people have for you and for that radio station and for their unique sort of camaraderie and family, they will come
the local community
to your aid. They will. And I'll be happy to. We'll just set up a GoFundMe page somewhere. You'll have to monitor. You set it up, and I'll be the first one, I hope. I don't give them a, whoever, but I know that that's a good way for you. You don't know what the insurance thing is going to be, but those people need you, and frankly, you need them.
Absolutely.
The tower business, that's a pain. Having owned radio stations, that is the biggest pain. But
that's extremely generous, Doug, and I deeply appreciate that. That is so kind, and that means a lot and really helps to buoy my spirits here. And you're right, the community needs the radio station, and I need the community. I mean, after 25 years, there's a very close bonding there of myself with this community, and thinking that I would be without it is...
There's got to be, John, if you go to the FCC, they got to be bending all kinds of rules to put you... you can use another tower, get the signal over, you know, use one of the other towers that didn't get affected. It's engineering-wise a little sticky, but there has to be a way. And they're not going to, I mean, to get you back on the air as a public service is a priority, not so much, you know, whether you spill over into somebody else's signal for a while or not. I can't imagine. That's one of the things in terms of this administration that you see real support for AM radio and for radio in general that we haven't seen for a long, long time. So
That's for sure. And I'll put the new commissioner to the test and see what he can do to help out.
You do that today. You don't wait. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get you off the phone right now. Call him up. And then set up the GoFundMe page, and we'll figure out how to get it started. But I think that's what you need to do. It's good for you. It'll get things going. You need to get back. There has to be a way of getting the signal up. There just has to be.
And I'm sure there is. So I'll be jumping on that here this morning, and I'll keep you posted and let you know what happens.
Yep. Okay. Good. The fact that you don't have anything to eat, can you go fishing? You don't have any, and start a fire.
Go fishing. I can do that.
Catch a fish. Start a fire. You'll be fine.
Besides surf casting.
You could use losing a couple of pounds anyway, so that's not gonna...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so it's all good now. In 5 minutes, everything's turned around and it's all good.
It's all good. So all right. I appreciate it, Doug. Thank
right.
you.
God love you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Call me later. All right, so that's how you fix that problem. Can you imagine, though, seriously?
Picture that, though.
I am picturing
it. Here's a guy who's...
He's a wonderful.
His whole life running this business, and we've known him forever and ever.
Has destroyed.
And now he's sitting on the beach contemplating what his next move will be when he's got no food, no water, and his business has been
destroyed. And so how many...
Destroyed.
So many people have that
Times
same story.
Times is that going to be replicated? Yeah. That whole area up there, 60% of Florida still doesn't have any power. That's 8 million people. No power, no food, no water. You just don't... You know, we just, and there are people that now, realizing that because they don't have the ability to get the infrastructure, that have stayed the course, but now they have to be evacuated because there is no food, there is no water, and there isn't going to be any power for, in some cases, weeks and weeks and weeks. And the same thing is true. We spent all this time talking about Irma. Same thing is true in Houston.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's not like fixed tomorrow. It's weeks and weeks. And in some circumstances, just like that.
I got news for you. If you're in the Keys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy that had the radio station in Marathon that we were on. I'm just now trying to think how many stations we were on got wiped out. Because, you know, the stations up around Orlando, I don't even know what happened up in that neck of the woods.
A lot of wind, a lot of rain, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, God love these people like John. Who have courage, and John's no spring chicken. He's in the same vintage as I am, and he doesn't want to. There's no reason. I mean, he could give up if he wanted to, but it's not in his core. It's not in his nature. And that's really, those are the good stories, the great stories. They're bad stories, but the good stories. And then there's the other side of this, the car dealers, brand new cars. Five, listen to this. The LA Times reporting today that over 500,000 new cars were destroyed.
Wow.
In Harvey.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? 500, that's a half a million cars sitting on the lots and all these dealers all over the place for 80, 90 miles in every direction around Houston. Gonzo, that's a $4 billion ticket. Gonzo. Kiss those cars goodbye. And it's got to be the same thing in Florida.
Be careful over the next few years buying cars.
Yeah. They have a sale. I'll buy that car for a dollar. But, you know, that's the thing. There are supposedly 300,000 cars in Florida. Gonzo, no good.
What's going to happen with all those cars?
Somebody will, you know exactly what's going to happen. They get on a boat and they go to Africa. And they sell them over there. That's what they do with that stuff. They put
China,
them on a boat.
Africa.
Somebody will buy them. Somebody will
Cuba
buy
could
them.
Probably use some new cars.
$50,000 car they'll buy for $2,000 and they'll put it on a boat. And they'll bring them over to Africa. And people will think that they've died and gone to heaven because they don't get new cars. There are no new cars in Africa. Most places, unless you're down in South Africa, or if you're in North area, in some place in Morocco, you can find
a new car. As long as it's a small car. I mean, you go to any other country and show me where they have something like any larger than a midsize or a small car.
For sale, England, you can find them. You can find them in England and some of the progressive companies, a lot of Mercedes and all around Europe. In Europe you can find them, but you can't find them anywhere else. You're right. You won't find them other than the Nouveau Riche in China. Now they're buying them because of status symbol. You won't find them in Vietnam. You won't find them in any Cambodia, any of those places. Nah. You won't find new cars. Never mind big cars. You won't find new cars. But that's where these will all go. Pretty amazing stuff to contemplate. Your life is not changed if you're where Richie is, where Victoria is, where I am, across most of the upper Midwest, unless you're in that Houston zone or in Florida. You have no idea what the realities are. 19 past the hour, this is the DJV experience.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If there's one part of doing laundry that's a hassle, it's got to be the sorting. Now, sorting bins for whites, colors, and delicates, that's going to help keep your laundry load in order. Basket and box storage systems are a great catch-all for those small things like change and pens and the other stuff your kids leave in their pockets that you'd prefer to not have to fish out after the load completes. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How many times must I say I love you? Oh, you finally understand.
Play this guy's music all day long as far as I'm concerned, Richie.
Absolutely.
This style that he has mastered is something that you wouldn't give, knowing his roots in Cream and some of the other things that he did early on. He sounds like a different person in many. His voice sounds the same, but his approach to music is so much different. Eric Clapton, you've recognized his voice. One of the great guitarists and storytellers in music. Found out that guitar sales are declining. Why would guitar sales be declining?
Because kids are playing video games instead of taking up music.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big problem. Yep. Oh
my God. What are we doing to our kids? Jeez. My God. He said he didn't realize it was that bad. He said, quote, I'm out of touch. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where it's going to go. My children listen to classic rock, but that may only be because of me, because that's what I've played to them. From time to time, they're conception, listening to music.
From the time of their conception.
Yeah, well,
he's been curating these playlists. I mean, if you're Eric Clapton's your dad, you would hope that he'd be good at picking music for you to listen to.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, Richie, you have, how many guitars? You become a sort of...
I have eight guitars.
Guitarist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Largely in part due
Fenders.
To...
What kind of
guitars? Fenders mostly. Two Telecasters, a Stratocaster. I've got a Gresh.
What's the least expensive and most expensive guitar you ever bought?
I don't have really... The least expensive is... I paid $35 for an acoustic that I have there. And the most expensive is probably $2,000.
So how are the Guitar Center stores doing... Even though
they do well. I was in one this past Saturday. I go to one at least once a month and look around. But, you know, one of the things that they cite here is the reason for it, and this is true because I watch my kids go through this, the music programs in schools,
gone.
There is no guitar. No, they're not gone. Ours is very healthy in our school.
They're gone around.
But they go towards brass and woodwind type things.
Basic.
So my daughter plays violin, my son plays trombone. I go to all the concerts every year. I don't see anybody playing a guitar.
How would it be if you put a small guitar on your shoulder and played it like a violin?
My first concert was Led Zeppelin in 1976, and I saw Jimmy Page do that exactly, that same thing.
And?
Yeah.
As it were.
It was awesome. It was cool. But you know what else? You know what really is big in schools and everywhere now? The big thing, and this will help the guitar sales, ukuleles.
Really?
Ukulele is huge right now, and kids can play it. As a matter of fact, my daughter gets a ukulele lesson once a week in her music class in school.
Well, Grace Vanderwall, who won America's Got Talent last year, she only plays the ukulele, and so that has started so many kids
it's
online
huge.
Posting that they also want to learn the ukulele now because she's like 12.
That's good. Good. All right, other musical news here. Khalees has a number one song, been around for 14 years, called Milkshake.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge my
milkshake,
brings all the boys to the yard, and
this is a different kind of milkshake, but, you know.
Different kind of milkshake around there. But she's been asked a lot to tell everybody what her milkshake recipe is. She's been quiet about it for a long time, but now she has revealed how to make a milkshake a la Khalees, right?
Yep, Bailey's. It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day, so
yes,
in honor of that, she busted out her actual recipe.
So to speak, yes.
Yep.
Right. She's got, let's see, use 3 ounces of Bailey's Irish Cream, 8 ounces of ginger beer, Richie,
ooh,
4 scoops of chocolate ice cream. All right,
yum.
I'm in. 5 pieces of candied ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and ginger-infused whipped cream.
Yum. I want to try this.
Sounds healthy.
Calories in that. Yum, yum, yum.
Doug will eat it.
Thanks to Guy. Sure, I'd have a little of that, even with the Baileys in. 28 after.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number 2 for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked, multi-kids, 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge. charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show, and Rich and Victoria here with you while Doug is out walking the dog.
That's not a euphemism.
No.
He's actually walking the dog.
Hey, man, dog's got to go. The dog's got to go, right? So while they're out doing that, why don't we go ahead and look at what's going on TV tonight, Victoria?
Well, tonight, of course, Rich, is the big hand-in-hand, a benefit for hurricane relief. This started as just a hurricane relief for, or a relief show for Hurricane Harvey, but now, of course, it's including Irma as well. This was organized by Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager and Ariana Grande's manager. He is the one who put together that Manchester concert that Ariana Grande headlined that raised $23 million after the bombing at her show in Manchester. So So he, as soon as this happened, he jumped on board to do the hurricane relief. So this is on at 8 o'clock tonight. It's live for 1 hour, and it will be on pretty much every network. So this is the only thing that will be on TV tonight at 8 o'clock. So if you want to avoid that, then...
Do we know yet who they are going to be telling us to donate to? Is this a big Red Cross begathon?
If it is, I won't watch it.
Well, it's a mix. So George Strait, who is from Texas, he will be performing live from a venue in Texas. He has his own local charity that the money raised, a portion of that will go to his charity. There are other people like George Clooney, Barbara Streisand, Julia Roberts, Beyonce. She's from Houston. She has the Be Good Foundation that she's already been feeding. I think it's 600 people now they've fed meals to. So her local charity is getting part of the money. So it's not all the Red Cross. It is the Red Cross is involved, though.
Yeah.
But there are a ton of celebrities showing up for this, as they always tend to. Oh. Oprah, Blake Shelton, Reese Witherspoon, Adam Sandler, Ryan Seacrest. There's a whole long list.
Here we go. Yeah. I have a list of the benefit charities, which will be United Way, ASPCA, Save the Children,
Good.
Habitat for Humanity,
yeah.
Save Them All, Direct Relief, Feeding Florida, Florida's Food Bank Network, and Feeding Texas, and Rebuild Texas Fund. And you know what? I do not see the Red Cross.
Good.
That's even better than,
anywhere. Good.
But you can also watch it. It streams live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. All right, that's good. So, anything else that you want to highlight that's on tonight, or that's pretty much it?
After that, on NBC at 9 is a brand new America's Got Talent. We're getting down to the finals now, so that's been a fun show to watch all summer.
Speaking of fun shows, a lot of people have been devotees on HBO of Veep, which has been on for 8 years, 8 seasons, or seven. And they're going to end at the end of this season. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has been the producer of the program. It was her idea to do it. She starred in it. I found it to be funny, good, and then tiresome and tedious sometimes. It went high and low as far as I was concerned. Sometimes it felt like they were trying too hard. Other times the story was hard to follow. And other times it was just a lot of fun. And her assistant is the girl who, the woman now, I'm trying to remember her, the actress's name, who was a child, a star.
Oh, Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I thought she was...
Or Chomsky? Chomsky. I forget. Yeah.
She was one of the assets of the program, I thought.
Yeah.
There are a lot of character actors that you've seen for years in other shows that were okay. I would watch it from time to time until it got into silly spoofing stuff and then go off. But anyway, the point is that it's going away.
Well, the interesting thing is the creators and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's the executive producer, she said that they're just finding it very difficult to spoof things that are currently happening.
Yeah.
And they said that a lot of the times, a lot of the headlines that are actual political headlines that we're living with are more entertaining than what they can come up with.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if you think about when the show started, we were in a very different political climate.
Sure,
and that kind of stuff seemed like that would never happen, but a lot of it has happened.
Yeah. And what, art imitating life or vice versa? Also, here's something from the documentary department that is right up my alley and hopefully up your interest alley as well. There are a lot of environmental documentaries and food safety documentaries that are around, but this particular focus is rarely portrayed. It's a focus on seed diversity. Now, I know you'll say, but because 95% of the seed varieties that existed in the early 1900s are gone, are extinct. Industrial farming, environmental focus, and there are enormous consequences for our lives because of the different types of seeds that are resistant to different types of blight, other natural phenomenon, and then, of course, there are pals at Monsanto who are trying to wipe out certain seeds that they can't control. But you can see in this film, going back to the Great Irish Potato Famine, the reason it came about is because of a lack of potato varieties that would survive in Ireland. And even though this is a dry subject matter, I understand, I admit that. But this is something that if you don't watch the whole thing, at least being aware of it, a lot of the people they interview are small farmers. They're chatty. They're kind of fun. And it takes advantage of a lot of the visual subject matter, growing on various farms, various parts of the world, different types of plants and fruits and vegetables, that sort of thing. And it follows them as they grow and burst into their shapes. It's kind of a cool thing to watch that, time-lapse photography. But it's effective for those of you who are activists like I am when it comes to the food stuff. You can't ignore this. It really, it's much more dangerous than most people even begin to imagine. And so it's another thing to be aware of.
All right. You want to freak yourself out, though, real quick? Just look at old art of food from back in the time, like Da Vinci or even further back, and look how different the food looks compared to now.
Yep.
It's crazy.
By the way, just as an aside, for those of you who are wondering about businesses, And the effect of, in Houston and Florida, the effect on business, you'll be, I suppose, not surprised to learn that the number one best performing business in America last week was Home Depot.
Well, yeah. So,
and I'm sure Lowe's has been far behind under that. And your local hardware store as well, patronized.
And the beer and liquor store right after that.
In a moment, how to navigate through the current medical care situation with the plans up, down, and sideways. We have an expert with us who's going to help us understand what the issues are and medical care that is good for you and won't make you sick. Hopefully that's going to be the focus. And, you know, we've talked a lot about it, how medical care really is kind of insurance care. If you've ever imagined what your retirement years will look like, or how you want to be remembered, a campaign that aims at educating Americans about the impacts of life insurance, the importance of life insurance, can help you find those answers and a lot more information as we hear now with the details being explained. Andy Solomon joins us.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and Prudential Financial is bringing attention to the importance of insuring yourself and your loved ones. Prudential Executive Caroline Feeney explains.
This is a great opportunity to educate people, not only about the value of life insurance to pay final costs or to help replace lost income, but also as a part of a plan that can fund other important financial goals for your loved ones, like raising children, paying for college, starting a business, and much more.
To illustrate the importance of life insurance, the Prudential Insurance Company of America created the Masterpiece of Love campaign, a series of short films inspired by the connection between the loss of a loved one and the need for life insurance.
We hope these videos will serve as a conversation starting point for families around the country. If you don't have coverage or haven't reviewed your policy lately, I encourage you to speak to a financial professional and learn more about how the appropriate coverage can benefit you and your loved ones.
For more information, go to Prudential.com. Now you're in the know.
44 past the hour. Let's expand on that conversation quite a bit. Robin Gelbert has joined us. The focus here is on the questions that people have about health and health insurance, that sort of thing. Robin is the founding president of Fair Health. This is some company. This is what I like, and I'm always appreciative of people who start their own businesses. And basically, you started this organization, did you not, Robin?
I did, but it had very unique origins. It was created out of an investigation brought by the Office of the New York State Attorney General when there were concerns that there were conflicts of interest in the health insurance information being disseminated to consumers. And everyone agreed that a new, independent, not-for-profit should be created that could bring fairness, integrity, and clarity to the health insurance industry. So we had a little wind at our back in creating it, but it was a privilege without even a single paperclip, you know, just from that settlement agreement. We built it into an amazing, thriving, really critical organization.
What a shocking reality that there would be conflicts of interest in these corporate circles. I find that hard to believe, Robin. I don't find that hard to believe at all. All right, so we start with New York State. Maybe this becomes a national idea. Explain what Fair Health is and what has meant so far to those who are trying to figure out about medical care and where they should go. And by the way, there's a website you might want to follow as we're going through this. YouCanPlanForThis.org. YouCanPlanForThis.org. All right, so let's dig into the weeds a little, Robin, here.
Absolutely. So we actually already are a national organization and do have a national site, StareHealthConsumer.org, that caters to the other 49 states. YouCanPlanForThis.org, which does really elevate New York and catapults it to the front of the pack, in effect, is because it's offering so many important tools regarding how to really manage your high-deductible health plan by giving consumers access to what really the average negotiated prices are between plans and providers, by giving them information about episodes of care or bundled payments. In other words, if you have a chronic condition or are going to be getting a procedure, just don't focus on the particular surgery. Think about all the other related procedures, allowing them to really manage and plan for their costs. And most importantly, we're really teaching consumers how to be advocates on behalf of themselves with the vocabulary they need, with the principles they need, so they can understand basic terms and move out of the chorus line in the background and, in effect, become the star of their own health insurance play.
I think that's the kind of thing that is more just because of the upset in coverage. People don't know really what's there. What do you advise? What strategies when we try to understand what's going on here and the fact that we don't really have health care as many people think we should, the single payer? So what are the things that you have found through your research that people are using that are succeeding?
Correct. So first of all, people have to take a breath and realize that while health insurance information can be intimidating or anxiety-inducing to some, you really can take hold of this and become an empowered consumer. And in order to do that, it's really as though you're being given keys to a car and you really need driver's ed. You would never go out on the road without having had that driver's ed. And that driver's ed really involves understanding, as mentioned, the terms that you will be using to navigate your health plan documents and your conversations with your provider. It really means going to cost estimation tools that allow you to really with precision plan for your health care in a way that's responsible and actually eye-opening. Recognize that you can be an advocate for yourself and have conversations with your provider and talk about cost. It's not a forbidden topic. And it's really important to understand that there are so many, you know, it's almost like an aspen forest. There's so many interdependencies in the healthcare system, and you have to be aware of how, for example, a low premium may give rise to a higher deductible and understand that there are many connected aspects of your healthcare and your healthcare spending.
Can you do it by yourself, or do you need help? Even using the help of these websites, but...
Yes. Okay. We do not want this to be overly technical or difficult. Again, we put out a welcome mat to the consumer. You should be able to do this for yourself. Interestingly, we did a national consumer survey. Over 75% of those polled nationally said as early as high school, and if not then, certainly by college, people should be given educational information about how to manage their health insurance. Right now, people are pushed into the world with no information at all. So we want people to be advocates for themselves and to be able to do this for themselves. It's in user-friendly terms and language that could be digested and that can bring clarity for them.
YouCanPlanForThis.org. What's the national connection again?
It's FairHealthConsumer.org.
Thank you. Robin Gelbert.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is beginning a season of weirdness with the movies. Some of the movies I've seen trailers for around Halloween are just horrible. They aren't bad. They're horrible. The movies are horrible. The scenes are horrible. But then it's supposed to be a horrible time, right? You're supposed to have a horrible time with horror at Halloween. Chucker is here, our movie man, Chuck Curry, who loves all of this crap. This is the scene from Halloween.
The spirit, Doug.
In the Christmas, yeah. That's a good line. These kind of movies put you in a great, great mood for Christmas. All right, so why are we focused on Halloween? Is it just the season?
No, you didn't ask for it, but you're going to get it. They're going to do another Halloween movie. Production goes underway this fall on another sequel to Halloween. Good news for fans who like this stuff. Blumhouse, who's very successful in this genre, they did the Purge movies, Insidious, Annabelle. They make quality horror movies that make a lot of money. He's going to produce this one. And Danny McBride, who's a comic actor, wrote the script. He's a big fan of the franchise. So if you like it, you like it. If you don't like you, Doug, you're never going to get it.
Pass.
Still, right. What is it? Michael Myers is the... That's the Jason in that movie, right?
Yes, Michael Myers.
Okay, still him.
Let's put it this way. He's Doug's Frankenstein.
Right. Absolutely.
Names and sticks and stones. All right, Chucker has more movie news for us. Hopefully be better than we've had in the last 60 seconds coming
okay,
right up.
Okay, it will.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If there's one part of doing laundry that's a hassle, it's got to be the sorting. Now, sorting bins for whites, colors, and delicates, that's going to help keep your laundry load in order. Basket and box storage systems are a great catch-all for those small things like change and pens and the other stuff your kids leave in their pockets that you'd prefer to not have to fish out after the load completes. Learn to love your laundry room at SpeedQueen.com.
All right, so 56 past the hour, we can get beyond Halloween and other horrible stuff. What other movie news do you have for us, Chucker?
It's always comic book news, Doug. Patty Jenkins officially coming back as a director to the sequel to Wonder Woman. That's good news for fans. She did a great job. And a little bit surprising to me, but Marvel announced yesterday they're going to do a Guardians of the Galaxy spinoff film, an origin story on the character of Rocket Raccoon. I guess that's good news for Bradley Cooper, who voices that character. It's a very entertaining character, but you have to wonder if superhero movie stuff has really gone into overload. No genre lasts forever. I think this one's still got a lot of traction, and we're going to see superhero movies at least for the next 10 years, but will audiences get sick of this eventually? What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's oversaturated with superhero stuff at this point.
But it's fun still. I mean,
but if it's really good, if it's good like Wonder Woman, it stands out, then I think that that's always going to be around. There's going to always be a need for Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, that kind of stuff.
I think that's valid. I think as long as they make good ones, people are going to show up. I think when they start making them mediocre, that's when the genre is going to have a lot of issues. Two superhero movies this year, big ones, the Thor Hulk movie in November, and also the Justice League movie, which merges Batman, Flash, and Wonder Woman all in the same film. One other bit of news, Doug, Lionsgate has acquired the rights to Roland Emmerich's World War II film, Midway. He's the director of Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow. I'm not sure who's cast. I'll find out.
How come we never have any porn movie news?
What?
Wow. Notice how everything stops?
Why? Do you want me to expand my horizon?
No,
I'll talk about it tomorrow.
No. All I just saw a tweet that links Ted Cruz to some porn video site. And I thought to myself, you know, we never talk about porn. And there's a good reason for that.
What do you want to know about it?
I don't know anything. I just am curious as to what Ted Cruz is, how he would expose himself unless somebody hacked his account.
Whoa.
And they're trying to get at him a little bit. That's pretty low. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck.
Thank you, Doug.
And his podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.